How's it going, VTTV family? I hope everyone's doing well on this gloomy Tuesday afternoon. Got some sports news for you. Today's episode is not going to be as long as the other ones. Today's going to be a solo episode with just me. I'm going back to the roots. But I appreciate all the support from everybody that's been supporting me along this journey. I really didn't really expect myself to do a podcast or anything like that. But I'm enjoying it. I'm having a lot of fun. And I hope you guys are too. So let's get straight to the episode. Thank you for the support, guys. All right, everybody. Happy May the 4th be with you to my Star Wars fans. I'm not really a Star Wars fan, but I do appreciate that that little May the 4th be with you thing. But in today's episode, there's no topics that I really have in mind. This is just going to be me freestyling. Not rapping freestyling, but freestyling the topics. Right now we have a Champions League game in the football world, not American football. It's Manchester City versus PSG. That's a good game. They're right now in the 40th minute. I know Man City's up 3-1 right now in that, like, aggregate and all that. They're up 1-0 in this game. I really had PSG winning. I'm a Neymar fan. But it looks like they're getting their butts handed to. But that's in the soccer world. In today's episode, I'm going to be just going over a lot of the stuff that's been happening in football, mainly football, a little bit of basketball. But first thing we're going to go talk about is DK Metcalf is set to run a 100-meter dash at a USA track and field event. We know DK is very fast, ran a 40-yard dash in the combine. He's very fast for the build he is. We all know the clip of him chasing down Buda Baker on the pick and saving them from getting a pick six. So he's fast. He's going to be testing his speed against sprinters. So he's going to be at the USA Track and Field Golden Games and Distance Open. So I know they have him for a 100-meter dash. And he hinted at this on Monday on his Twitter. So seeing DK running a 100-meter dash is going to be it's gonna be fun. We all know he's very fast. So good luck to DK. Have fun. Don't get injured. Go do your thing. And in other football news, the Baltimore Ravens, after letting go of their man Orlando Brown Jr., and ended up picking up the Steelers lineman Alejandro Villanueva. We all know who he is. Signed a 2-year deal with the Rivals worth $14 million and $8 million guaranteed. That's crazy. Not drafting a tackle at all. Got rid of Orlando, like I said, and just them adding another lineman to help Lamar out. That's going to be a good team. The Baltimore Ravens have a new look team, especially with all these receivers that they were able to draft. So they're going to be very happy with the team. Let's hope they can perform at a high level. Let's see if Lamar can put up MVP numbers again. And if we look at this, these stats real quick for the Ravens, they ran the ball 50% of the time on scrimmages last season, which is a lot, which it could be a run to J.K. Dobbins, or it was a run with Lamar. So, yeah, they got Villanueva to start on the team now. That's crazy to pick up a rival lineman just like that. I know the Colts and Dolphins had interest on Villanueva, but I guess he decided to stay close to where he was for the majority part of his career. To seeing that, so that's going to be good for the Ravens. That's good for Ravens fans out there. So, and in the basketball world, this isn't, like, big news, but Anderson Varejao, we all know who he is, the really whack center. used to be okay back in the day, but he's back at Cleveland with a 10-day contract. Love to see players to come back into the league. Not Anderson Varejao, but just other players, you know. In other news, we have Jimmy G coming out saying he's ready to help the rookie quarterback that the Niners drafted, Trey Lance. And, I mean, I expected this. I didn't expect Jimmy G to be upset. He was behind Brady when he was in New England, so I had to have – and I didn't expect him to get upset with the pick. He's helping out. What a team player Jimmy G is. But that's good for the Niners. They're not going to have a problem at quarterback. Your main guy is going to be able to help out your young guy, which is what you want. And in the quote-unquote, what Jimmy G said was, it's kind of coming full circle. You go through this NFL career and you start as a young guy coming in. Tom kind of showed me the ropes. The competition between us was awesome. It really made me grow as a rookie and as a young player. So that's kind of what me and Trey will mold our relationship into that. But it will happen naturally. It's one of those things you can't force anything. Just let it come as it may. And I agree with that for Jimmy G. Was behind Brady in New England. Now he's going to have a young guy to compete with. So that's going to be fun to see. Trey Lance grow as a player. And I'm really excited for the Niners. I'm not a Niners fan in any way, but it's gonna be fun to see them once Trey Lance does come out on the field. And that was a really bold pick. No one really expected the Niners to go Trey Lance. Some people expected Justin Fields. Some people expected Mac Jones, which was me. But yeah, that's another thing in the world, another thing in the sports world. Another thing, Carmelo Anthony with the Portland Trail Blazers entered the top 10 scoring of all time. That's fun to see Melo reach that achievement after we seen the league trying to blackball Melo and not let him, you know, come in and do what Melo did. Melo was out after Oklahoma. Nobody really... Or was it Oklahoma, or did he go to Houston after that? Whatever team that he last ended off with, nobody really wanted to give him a chance but Portland. And that's what you want. That's what you – I love to see – I love Melo ever since he was a rookie. There's even debate that he probably should have won Rookie of the Year over LeBron the year that they both came in. But Melo is a great player. He knows his role. And he says it himself that he really wanted to be a starter when he was in Oklahoma and all that. But him going to Portland, knowing his role, that is a great team player for Melo. Very proud of him to reach that achievement in his career. Shout out to Carmelo Anthony for that. I'm trying to see what else we can talk about. Russell Westbrook. Doing Russell Westbrook things. I seen this thing earlier saying that if Westbrook was to average 0-0-0 for the rest of the season, his stats will still be triple-double. He'll still be averaging a triple-double, which is great. Russell Westbrook, when he went to Washington, I felt like they were trying to blackball my guy. They sent him to a really bad team. And they were trying to get Westbrook out the league, but I don't want to hear no more Westbrook slander at all. I don't want to hear nothing about Westbrook. Westbrook is still a top guard in this league, and he's proving it day in and day out with the Wizards. That's just what he does. He's one of the only players to the first player in league history to record his second 20 rebound, 20 assist game. Yeah, just he's out there playing phenomenal basketball. Doing what he does best, and he's putting it on the line every game, and that's what you need in a guard. Westbrook is a perfect example of a point guard, can do everything on the court. And in other news, the Dodgers and Cubs were playing today in the baseball world, and I know Kershaw for the Dodgers got taken out first inning. The Cubs were just piling on the runs on him. They took him out first. That's crazy. One of your star pitchers getting taken out in the first inning. That's crazy. That is craziness. And in other baseball news, for my fellow Sox fans, bad news hit us a couple games ago when Luis Robert went down with an injury. At first, they said that it was a minor injury. It wasn't nothing. But now we learned that he's out for 12 to 16 weeks. That's a tough loss for us Chicago White Sox fans. We know Robert's a young, upcoming guy. He was getting back into the swing of things. He was hitting the ball more. He was just being great out there. And to see him go down with an injury like this is very disappointing. Really wanted to see him perform at the high level that he was. But I hope his recovery process is smooth, and I hope he's able to come back onto the field sooner rather than later. And then we know in the basketball world, last night was the Nuggets and Lakers game. That was a good game, though. That was a good game. The Lakers ended up winning a game-winning block for AD, blocking Campazzo, I think that's his name, the point guard from the Nuggets. But yeah, AD getting the block. And AD, I don't know how to feel about AD. He hasn't been performing as well as he was last season. But it's still Anthony Davis. He's still a top forward in the league, probably the best power forward in the league. We don't have LeBron still. LeBron was out with a sore ankle this game. He was out on the Raptors game when they played. But yeah, if we look at the box score for the Nuggets-Lakers game, AD dropping 25-7, great stats for him. And there's nobody really else performing at a high level for the Lakers. And Drummond was out there, 4 points, no rebounds, in 22 minutes. That's disappointing to see. Caldwell Pope had more rebounds in our center. He had 7 and 10. We need Caldwell Pope to step up for the Lakers. Kuzma needs to step up. He only shot 4 times. If Kuzma needs to know that when LeBron isn't on the court, take as many shots as you want. Go out there, be aggressive. We know Kuzma's able to put up 30-point games, 40-point games. And if he wanted to, I feel like Kuzma can put up a 150-point game in his career. I feel like he has the skill, the talent to do it. He just doesn't do it. Caruso with 11 points. This Lakers team looks pretty butt without LeBron in it. And if we look at the opposite side, Jokic, 32 points, 9 rebounds, just out there doing Jokic things. MPJ dropped 19. Yeah, this playoffs for this season, let's look at the standings for the NBA. Excuse me. Let's look at the NBA standings, and I know the Lakers dropped heavy. And these playoffs is going to be, it's going to be a fun playoff. So if we look at the Eastern Conference, top 10 teams. So at number one, the Sixers, it looks like they're in a battle between the Nets. And I know the Nets lost to Milwaukee a couple games ago. But yeah, Sixers on the first seed, Nets on the second seed, Bucks third seed, Knicks fourth seed, Hawks 5th seed, Heat 6th seed, 7th seed, Celtics, 8th seed, Hornets, 9th seed, Pacers, and 10th seed, Wizards. And that looks like how the playoffs are going to be stacked up. And I know the 10th and the 7th, I know for the play-in tournament, it's going to involve the Wizards, Pacers, Hornets, and Celtics. I know the Wizards and the Pacers are a game apart from each other. Wizards been on a 8-2 in their last 10 games, which is phenomenal basketball. The Pacers been 4-6. So yeah, I expect that Eastern Conference play-in tournament to be very fun to watch. I know LeBron said it was whoever made up the idea should get fired. But I don't agree with that. I'm a LeBron fan, but that's something I don't agree with. I think the play-in tournament is a great idea. I think it adds a little bit more basketball to it. Gives us more basketball from the bottom scenes. Let them bottom seeds to fight it out to see who's the true, like, 7th and 8th seed. Before, whoever played the first seeds 1-3, if you're going to play the Sixers, Nets, or Bucks, you're going to lose the first round. I don't really see anything like that you can do to evade that. I see that if we were to do like the 4th and 5th seed, the Knicks and Hawks, that's going to be a good series if they do stay in those standings. But yeah, the Eastern Conference, love to see it. Love to see them be competitive over there. The Knicks are finally in playoffs in basketball since, what was it, 2013. It's been a while since they've been in the playoffs. Don't be shocked if the Knicks go out there and surprise people. And then if we look at the Western Conference, we have the Jazz at 1, Suns at 2, Nuggets at 3, Clippers at 4, Lakers at 5, Mavericks at 6, Trailblazers at 7, 8 Warriors, 9 Grizzlies, 10 Spurs. And this is another situation of the play-in tournament. Going to be fun to watch from Spurs to the Warriors, I believe it is. I think it's 10 through 7 who do the play-in tournament. But yeah, if we look at the Lakers, they will, if all the standings stay the same, let's hope the Lakers win their next couple games to keep moving up, stay at the fifth seed. We don't want to drop. Either way, I think we'll, if we play the Blazers, so let's hope the Blazers keep winning and the Mavericks lose a couple games so we can play the Blazers. I think a Blazers against Lakers, I think they will get the easier series against the Blazers. Against Luka, Luka's very scary to go against. And in the playoffs, Luka Magic, I don't want to see that. But, we know the Jazz are a regular season team. But I don't think they have what it takes to go all the way in the playoffs. I think the Suns are another one of those teams. Chris Paul is a very good regular season player. But he is a good player overall. But with this new team, I don't know. This is going to be a fun playoffs, and when playoffs do start, you guys will hear from me first on that, on all the teams, and I'll give you my predictions and all that. But right now, basketball has been amazing to watch so far this season. So yeah, and that's it for the basketball news. And that's about it. That's about it for today's episode. Like I said, guys, today wasn't going to be as long as the other episodes. And I know I was a little all over the place between all the different sports. But that is all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And I hope everyone has a blessed rest of your week. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Stay safe. Stay blessed. Peace out.